Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. Did you know your bottled water and even your tap water probably contain teensy tiny pieces of plastic? Yuck. These little slivers called microplastics are less than 5 millimeters in size. They can come from a variety of sources. And they're everywhere. The plastic bottle of water you buy at the store may contain minuscule scraps left over from production of the bottle itself. Surface water runoff that picks up bits of plastic is another potential source. Treated water might contain microscopic pieces not filtered out during treatment. The World Health Organization recently released a report on microplastics in water. The report says no negative effects to human health have been identified so far in research studies. At this point, it does not label microplastics in drinking water as a significant health concern. But the WHO also notes that only a few studies have been completed, and some are not high quality. The organization called for greater study of the matter. It also noted that plastic pollution poses great risk to the environment and called for more study of how microplastics affect small organisms. How might tiny plastic slivers affect the little bugs or the good bacteria on which our environment relies? It's no secret that human health ultimately is tied to the health of our environment. To recap, microplastics in the water you drink are nothing to freak out about. But there's much to be learned, and their effect on the environment is important to consider. Reducing our use of plastics is critical for the environment. Because we depend on the environment, this is a message we can't afford to ignore. Health in a Heartbeat is produced by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFT-FM. Today's script is featured on the web at heartbeatradio.org. Our website provides a script archive and includes links to other trusted health-related websites.